I have to say, this is a really exciting milestone for Solana. Validator client V118 has reached 85% of consensus stake, and that's a big deal for the network's infrastructure.
It definitely is. This is not just a technical detail for node operators. It's a strong signal about how quickly Solana's software is being adopted, how healthy the validator base is, and how well the ecosystem can coordinate upgrades.
Right, and that matters because validator software is central to how well Solana performs.
Exactly. It helps keep the network secure, responsive, and aligned with the latest protocol state.
When a large share of staked SOL is controlled by validators running the same updated client, the whole network feels less fragmented and more cohesive.
That 85% consensus stake figure is especially important because Solana uses stake-weighted consensus.
So the network doesn't simply count how many validators are online. It weighs how much stake each validator controls.
Yes, larger validators have more influence in voting and consensus than smaller ones.
So reaching 85% consensus stake means most of the economic power behind the network is already running V118. That's a much stronger indicator than raw node count alone.
And validator client upgrades usually bring several important improvements with them.
Things like performance enhancements that help validators process and vote on blocks more efficiently, stability fixes that reduce missed votes or operational errors, protocol refinements that improve consensus coordination, and operational improvements that make monitoring, maintenance, and upgrades easier.
Users may not notice those changes immediately, but over time they contribute to a more reliable network, better resilience under load, and greater confidence among developers, stakers, and infrastructure providers.
And reaching 85% consensus stake also reflects really strong coordination within the validator community.
Upgrading validator infrastructure is not trivial.
It requires planning, testing, monitoring, and careful timing to avoid unnecessary downtime or disruption.
So when a large share of stake moves to a new client relatively quickly, it suggests validators are aligned and that the update was broadly accepted as beneficial or necessary.
That reduces the risk of the ecosystem splitting into isolated pockets of incompatible software, and it supports timely consensus and consistent participation.
For validator operators, this milestone is both encouraging and a reminder to stay current.
Running an older client may still be possible in the short term, but it generally increases operational risk.
Validators are expected to maintain reliable infrastructure, and falling behind on important client versions can make a node less competitive or less resilient.
So validators should continue to follow official release guidance, monitor network conditions, and plan upgrades carefully.
In a stake-weighted network, operational discipline directly affects a validator's ability to participate consistently and maintain trust with delegators.
For stakers, the key takeaway is that Solana's underlying infrastructure is evolving.
When a large portion of consensus stake runs an updated client, it supports the long-term stability of the chain.
Stakers don't need to manage validator software themselves, but they should choose validators who are actively maintaining their infrastructure.
For users and developers, this milestone is another sign that Solana's validator layer remains active and responsive.
A network that can coordinate upgrades across a large share of stake is better positioned to handle growth, improve performance, and maintain trust over time.
The broader significance here is infrastructure maturity.
As blockchains scale, infrastructure quality becomes just as important as token price or developer activity.
A network is only as strong as its validator base, and that base depends on timely upgrades, reliable hardware, and a shared commitment to consensus.
Solana validator client V118 reaching 85% consensus stake shows that the network is moving forward, that the validator ecosystem is engaged, and that a large share of the system stake is aligned with the current client version.
This is not the endpoint, though.
Future releases, further optimizations, and continued coordination among validator teams will still be needed.
But the milestone is a clear positive signal. Solana's validator infrastructure is maturing, the ecosystem is coordinating effectively, and the network is building one of the quiet foundations that supports its broader ambitions.
This kind of infrastructure momentum helps Solana remain competitive, coherent, and trustworthy as it continues to grow.